A Bentley, why are you dressed in that absurd naval costume? We're not on the telly tonight, are we?
No, Jimmy, I'm expecting a visitor. It's about this item in today's paper. Look at this here.
Naval surplus equipment to be disposed of at cost or less to ex-naval men. What do you want naval surplus for?
Well, some of it might come in handy for the Richard Bentley setter.
Oh, that's the idea of the yachting cap and blazer, is it?
I've got to pretend to be ex-Navy or I won't get the equipment.
Oh,
I phoned the Admiralty this morning and they're sending one of their representatives. He's probably a gruff old sea dog. Do I look convincingly naval?
Well, the telescope's all right, but I think you're going a bit too far with that eye patch and one arm stuck up your jacket there.
You think it's a bit much, then?
Well, frankly, I do think it is a bit much. I mean, it's like, for example, representing an ex-RAF type as a man with a huge handlebar moustache who's forever saying, wacko! I mean, people like that just don't exist. Pigment.
Yes, how did it? I think this is our man now.
Oh, yes?
Ahoy! Shiver me timbers! What do you say, matey, to a nice shot of rum?
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'd rather have a cup of tea.
So much for the gruff old sea dog.
Captain Bentley, I must ask you if you are in fact a genuine ex-naval officer.
Oh, of course I am. During the last bottle bother, I was in thick of it, you know. Every time I smell the sea, it takes me back to the time when I was one of the lads in Navy Blue.
He played the lead in the touring version of Hit the Deck.
Well, that's good enough qualification. Now, we're rather eager to dispose of this equipment.
Oh, well, now, what have you got?
Well, now, we're breaking up a destroyer, so there's several gun turrets.
Well, I'll have one of those. It'll come in handy for the revolving stage.
Oh, yes. And then there's the signal flag.
Yes, well, if we ever do a Follies type of show, we can use them as costumes.
Yes, I can just see it now. I wonder what message they'd spell out.
Well, now, look, thank you very much indeed. It was very nice. Yes. And with this equipment, the theatre will be ready to open.
It's quite a naval occasion, isn't it? With all this ex-naval surplus about this, I think it's only fair that you should rename the theatre.
Oh, what should I call it?
Well, how about Showboat?
No. This equipment is being sold to an ex-naval man. I feel sure the traditions of the service will be maintained, won't they?
Oh, of course. Oh, and the first production in the Richard Bentley Theatre will be the Nelson Touch, and you can rely on me to preserve old naval customs.
To get anyone to see Dick Bentley in the Nelson Touch, you will need another old naval custom.
Oh, which one's that?
The press guy.
First with the news. Take this week's front-page story.
Man dropped 200 feet.
Last week, a West End chiropodist refused to attend to 100 of his customers. Full of interesting features, such as Pet's Corner by Auntie Kitty.
I'm afraid there are still a lot of people who don't own pets. Well, they just don't know what they're missing. There's nothing quite so heartwarming as to come home to find a little poodle on your lounge carpet.
Disc News by Chatter.
I can thoroughly recommend the latest long player to arrive from the States. Its title, Bing Crosby Sings Michael Holiday.
And so to our main feature. And this week, the Sunday Times has secured the rights of a scorching and sensational new novel. The frank and intimate story of England's Peyton Place. A story of violent emotion set in a suburban tennis club. We bring you... The Love Game.
Deborah Wicking Smith. I'm a fairly typical member of the Hempstead Garden Suburb Tennis Club. My job is on set. There are two or three of us doing this job with enthusiasm. In fact, we're terribly keen on sex in this club. My story rarely starts one evening last summer when our president, Basil Winwood, conducted the club's weekly committee meeting.
All right, thank you. Now then, let's the pairs for the mixed doubles, Petrol.
Oh, no, just a minute, Basil. You forgot to Teddy Lightfoot. He's still without a partner.
How about Priscilla Goldstar? She's got a smashing 30.
Yes, I've heard.
Veronica Titchley, a very good all-rounder.
And Freddie usually is.
yes, very good pal. Yes, all right,
that's right. Next item on the agenda? Yes, now we come to the complaint. against one of our esteemed committee members, Mr. Walter Fitztooth.
Oh, dear.
Yes, Walter, I understand from Mr. Woods, who was umpiring your match, that he asked you quite politely what you would like him to do with your silk scarf. And what was your reply, Fitztooth?
Oh, dear. Yes. Well, oh, I am...
Sure, you haven't forgotten. Mm. According to Mr. Woods, your exact reply was, umpire, umpire, stick it up your jumpire.
Oh, Mr. Winswood, I'm most frightfully sorry, aren't
you? Well, we accept your apology on this occasion, but it's just so the thing should happen again. I should be forced to remove your name from the list for the Vicar's roulette party.
Oh, not that.
Well, yes, I'm afraid so. So, any other business? No? Good, then I suggest we adjourn to the club bar.
Good evening, miss.
Good evening, George.
All usual. Mr. Winwood, three large
coffee. Thank you, yes. I may not be much good on the court, but in here I'm certainly the doubles champion. King King Charles.
King Charles. Well, here's the victory in the singles challenge match against Finn Barnett. Have you decided who to represent us?
Well, of course, undoubtedly our best pair is that new chap, young Dennis Fairfax, but I don't like him much, yes.
Oh, really? I think he's rather sweet. He looks so good out there on the court. Quite part of Wimbledon about him.
Yeah, I suppose so, but personally, I think he looks ridiculous in those frilly shorts.
Look, there he is now in his lamb's wool sweater.
Wolf in sheep's clothing.
Oh, he's coming over.
I say, Deborah, your eyes have lit up like a pinball machine. I say, Deborah, steady, old girl.
Hello, Basil, Deborah. Beastly nuisance. Look, the string's about.
Bad luck, Guinness. You'll just have to wear braces.
I say, Deborah, you look absolutely stunning.
Ignore him. He might go away.
Oh, well, I say, why don't we all go for a ride in my new sports car? Basil, would you like to drive?
I shan't drive, thanks. I'm drinking.
Deborah, how about you and me, then?
Well, isn't it a little late, Dennis?
Oh, good heavens, no. The night is young, and I'm so beautiful. Let's do something exciting and romantic. Come on, let's belt up the M1 to Birmingham. Hmm?
Sure, then I'll go and get my things.
Good.
Now, look here, Fairfax. Yes. In a few days' time, you've got a very important tennis match to play for this club. I don't like the idea of your gallivanting about, especially with Miss Wicking Smith.
So that's it. That's it. It's Deborah you're really worried about.
Yes, I don't deny that I'm very fond of her. Besides, I've seen that sports car of yours. What are all those notches on the side?
I refuse to discuss them. Those are my affairs.
Oh. That's just my thought.
Here I am. Ready, Dennis.
Rather. Yeah, Basil.
Well, gosh.
Oh, Basil, darling, don't look so sulky and annoyed. Well, I'm sure Dennis will take you for a drive sometime. Come on. That night, I found out why they're called sports cars. Dennis was gay, witty, charming, and good-looking, and he was always telling me amusing little things, like how gay, witty, charming, and good-looking he was. Well, during the next few days, Dennis taught me all he knew about the game, and sometimes we played tennis as well. And then, on the night before his big tournament, we met at the club's annual flannel dance.
Thank you for the dance, Miss Wicking Smith. I say, where's your Mr. Fairfax?
Oh, he's not here yet.
Oh, I say. Here comes Mr. Fairfax now.
Hello, Deborah.
Dennis, you can't come here dressed like that.
Why not? It's only a flannel dance.
Yes, but not a face flannel.
Well, I'd better go and slip something else on.
I say.
All right, Mr. Fitztooth, simmer down.
Oh, there you are, Deborah. I wanted to speak to you. Haven't you been seeing rather a lot of Dennis Fairfax?
We all have.
Mr. Fitztooth, would you mind leaving us alone? Thank you. Deborah, there's something that I've got to know.
Oh?
That night you went for a drive with him, did he kiss you on the M1?
Well, really, Baz, it's none of your business.
It is, Deb. You see, I happen to be in love with you.
Oh, I never realized.
Neither did I. No. Until you started going out with that perfect chap. Then I knew. Oh, Deborah, these past few days have been torture.
Oh.
I've been mad with jealousy and envy. One day I sat in the green deck chair. Nobody noticed me.
Poor Basil.
Deborah, I really must...
Hello,
oh,
Deborah. Yes. I'm back. Oh, I slipped into some old tennis bags. Bit uncomfortable. The rackets are still in them. Now, shall we down?
Excuse us, Basil.
Oh!
Oh, he's
safe. Deborah, whatever's the matter?
Oh, it's Dennis. He wrecked himself in the cha-cha.
Oh, good gracious. Are you all right, Mr. Fairfax?
No, it's my foot. It's gone all funny.
Oh, but this is terrible. What about the tournament tomorrow?
Well, I can't possibly play.
Oh, dear, what are we going to do?
All right, no need for panic. I shall play instead.
Oh, good.
You love him, don't you, Deborah?
Yes, I suppose I do. Good old, solid, dependable Basil.
Then you and I, Deborah, it's over?
Well, yes, I suppose it is. But we'll just have to talk it up as an experience. A very lovely experience.
Thank you. Well, look, Basil's waving at you. Go to him, Deborah. He needs you.
Oh, and you?
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll manage. Goodbye, Deborah.
Goodbye, Dennis.
Hello, girls. It's me, Dennis Fairfax.
Oh, come in.
Well, anyone for Dennis?
For the first time, we open the Pa Glum songbook. The old man clears his throat, takes a breath, picks up a hammer, and launches into the Wheel Tapper's song.
I works on the railway, a tapper I be. You might all be dead if it wasn't for me. I tramped down the train when the wheels be at rest. My hammer you'll hear as I put them to test. I spank them, I clank them, tap, 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 tap. Each wheel holders out when it's whacked. For wheels be like women, some good and some true, and some be deceitful and cracked. I banged them, I clanged them, they can't diddle me. I sort out the right from the wrong. When I'm done, I pop off to the goat and the deer. In the tap room, I tap for a pint of good beer. And I sing them the wheel tapper's song, fall dear in low. I sing them the wheel tapper's song. There's a tiny green man on a hill near the line. Oh, it's lonesome without you, my dear. And I like just to think, as my hammer goes clink, that it's music maybe you can hear. There's a voice seems to say as each beat rings out true, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming to you. Oh, it bangs them, I clang them, they can't diddle me. I know that the time won't be long. And when folks say, what be you a tapping for, Joe? I laughed and said, tap me. I'm dandy fine now. I be singing the real tapper song for dear in love. I'm singing the real tapper song.
Oh, dear. Come along, gents, your last orders now. Well, Mr. Glass,
oh, dear.
You was in good voice tonight,
yes,
then,
yes,
eh?
Yes, I've reached the point where breath and beer meet, you know.
Ah.
You might say you caught me between wind and water. Tonight I was only singing to keep my spirits up now.
Oh.
These last few days have been an eye-opener to me.
Yeah.
Ted, you should never let a person know what hidden powers they possess. Once they find out, your life becomes unbearable.
Well, what's that then?
It's Ron. You know what a weed he's always been?
Yeah.
Well, through me, he's discovered a hidden strength.
Jeez.
I wish I could put the clock back 1 week to when he was his old feeble self.
Evening. You haven't said a word for the past half hour. What thoughts have been going through that quicksilver brain of yours?
Now, miss. I've been trying to crack a walnut in my teeth.
Oh, well, why don't you use the nutcrackers?
I couldn't get them in my mouth. Yes, I've had it since Christmas.
Oh,
a walnut.
Yes. You mean to tell me that you...
Yes.
You've just been trying to crack that old walnut since Christmas.
Yes, yes, I've tried everything. I even tried shutting it in the door. But it just flew out and knocked me over.
How wrong did it hear? There.
Oh, yes. Who taught you to crack nuts like that?
Oh, Percy Philbright.
Who's he?
Just a boy, I know.
He must be very strong.
Oh, he is, Ron. You know, last year, he won the title of Mr. Atkins of Elephant and Castle. Indeed, he's ever so masterful, Ron. Do you know that when the moon's on him, he can lift a fully grown person right above his head?
Oh, that's impossible, eh?
Oh, no, it isn't, Ron. It's only a knack. So please, you and I try.
Oh, all right.
Oh.
Oh, it's quite simple, isn't it, Ed?
Yes.
I like it up here, Ed.
Hello, hello, hello. What's going on? With you holding Ron above your head, Ed, it looks like a pagan rigmarole.
Isn't she strong, Dad? And she can crack a walnut in her hand, too.
Can she?
Yes.
Yeah, you can put him down, Harry. He never did have a head for heights.
There.
Where did you learn that?
Oh, from a boyfriend, Mr. Glum. He's 18 stone and big witted.
Oh. What is Jesus' name?
Alice.
Alice Atlas?
Yes.
That's a funny name for a strong man, isn't it?
Oh, no, Mr. Glum. His real name's Percy Philbright.
He sounds like a proper Tarzan.
Oh, yes, Mr. Glum, he is. Still, muscles aren't everything. His brains for count.
Bad luck, Ron. You ain't in either category.
Oh, don't be too hard on him, Mr. Glum. Ron could be ever so clever if he tried.
Hello, that's the front door, isn't it? Go and see what is Ron. If it's a man wearing a bowler hat, tell him I've left the country.
Oh, right-o, Dad. Coming.
Oh, who can it be at this time of night?
Well, I've got an idea. It's the gas company. They're sending a man to see about emptying the gas meter.
Well, why not let him in?
Well, it was me what emptied it, you see.
Well, the man outside isn't wearing a bowler hat, Dad. He's dressed all in leather, and he's got a helmet and goggles on.
Well, who can it be?
I think it's a Martian, Dad.
No. Let's have him in and find out. Come in, whoever you are.
Ah, evening all.
Oh, Percy Philbright, what are you doing here?
Well, I called round to your mum's, and
She said you was here.
Well, yes, I'm spending an evening with my... Ronald?
Yes?
Glum, this is Percy Philbright.
How do you do?
I do.
Makes a nice picture, doesn't it? Atlas meets Witless.
Well, I didn't know it was your evening for visiting the poor and weedy.
Hey. Don't let appearances deceive you. Don't let appearances deceive you, Mr. Philbright. Ron may look puny and undeveloped, but between ourselves, he is.
Thank you, Dad. That told him.
Don't you worry, Ron. Not giving to everybody to have my physique.
Oh, yes.
Now, come on, Ethel. Get your coat on. Hop on my pillion and we do a turn up the Great North Road, eh?
Oh, right. You're so masterful, Percy. Bye-bye, Ron.
Out of the way, sonny. Come on, it.
There. Daddy pushed me.
Well, I must say. What a fine spectacle you made of yourself. Letting him take your girl off your hands without so much as a protest.
Well, he'll find out I'm not to be trifled with, Dad. He'll have a surprise when he sits down on his motorcycle.
Why, what have you done?
I slipped my walnut shell into his hip pocket. He'll carry the mark to his grave, Dad. It can be very nasty, Dad, you know.
I'm disappointed in you. You should have shown him that you was above such things like that.
Well, what should I have done, Dad?
Given him one up the trumpet. I can see I'll have to educate you in the art of unarmed combat. What they call in Japan, Ludo.
When did you learn it, Dad?
In the First World War.
Oh, yes? Yeah.
Of course, it wasn't known as that then. In them days, it was called Weekend Leave in Aldershot, but it's a fact. Now, take off your shirt, Ron.
Oh.
You've got a lot to learn. Well, Ron, for someone who's never done jiu-jitsu before, you're learning fast. Now, try again. Now then, down. Get your head down. Go on.
Yes, sir. What do I do now?
Up. That's it. Up. That's perfect. You've only been at it a week, and already you've learned to bow.
Dad, why do I have to bow?
This is what they do in Japan.
Yes.
You see, two Japanese wrestling experts, before they start, they always bow. Very cautious. And then they belt the living daylights out of each other. What do they call it? The mysterious East. Now we can get down to business.
Yeah.
I'll show you now the interlocking arc stomach throw.
Right.
Now then, I'm a drink-crazed tribesman coming at you with a knife. What do?
Run away, Dad.
No. You throw him casual-like over your head.
Oh, dear.
This is how you do it. You put your right leg behind my knee, one arm round my neck, you put your other arm across my throat, and then twist him on your knee, you fling him out, and chuck him over your shoulder. Got that?
Yes, that.
Oh, no, I'm in through.
Oh, I see you have.
Well, the front door was open, so I came in. I can only stay a minute.
Hello, S. Dad, the drink-crazed tribesman.
That's no way to refer to your father.
No, I'm acting the part. You see, it's part of Ron's judo training.
Oh, judo? I wondered why you were wearing pajamas, Ron.
Oh, they're not pajamas, S. It's the proper outfit.
Yeah, I borrowed the gear from a friend. He's what they call in wrestling circles a black belt.
Oh, well, he's on a black belt, yes?
No, I'm afraid he's more what you might call a pair of Mickey Mouse braces. Now then, Ron. We'll demonstrate for us.
Yes, we will.
That's your right leg.
Yes,
that one there.
That's the one.
On the right of your left one.
With the boot on.
No, that's it. Now, stick it behind my knee.
Yes.
Arms just so. Now.
Yes, sir.
Check me over your shoulder.
Right out, Dad.
Oh, Ron! You did it!
Oh, lovely, Ron. You never had any bother doing that, did you?
Oh.
I wonder how you get on with someone really massive. Mama!
Mr. Glum, really?
No, perhaps you're right. No, she's retired from the game, really. No. She used to be known as the Hooded Terror in the old days. Come to that, she still is in some parts.
Yeah. Come on, there.
Oh, I can't wait all night.
Oh, here's blooming Mr. Tarzan again. Go on, Ron. Show him who's boss.
Listen, Percy Philbright. You get out of our house and leave that alone, or I'll show you what.
Well, go on then, show us.
I've forgotten.
Ron, remember what I showed you?
Yes.
Right leg behind the knee.
Oh.
One arm round the neck.
Ah.
You know the rest.
Yes.
One, two,
yes,
and over your shoulder. Right.
Oh, no.
all.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Johnny, as I lie here among the wreckage of the vase, may I make one tiny point clear to you?
Do, Dada.
You wasn't supposed to throw me.
You were supposed to throw him!
Do it again!